Oh, hell yeah. It's the big dog, Red Titus, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
You're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio, featuring the Interactive Interview, courtesy of WrestlingEpicenter.com. Welcome to another edition of Interactive Wrestling Radio, right here on WrestlingEpicenter.com and YouTube. My name is James Walsh, and with all the Impact Wrestling teleconferences and exclusive interviews we've been getting of late, we almost forgot that there's a whole other wrestling industry other than Impact Wrestling out there. We're going to shine a little light on Ring of Honor this week as we welcome one of the dogs. I hope I said that right, if he's listening. The one and only Rhett Titus, former ROH Tag Team Champion as part of the All Night Express. And, man, he's got a new tag team partner who was also on our show in Will Ferrara. So if you guys enjoy this interview, check out InteractiveWrestlingRadio.com, WrestlingEpicenter.com, and, of course, check out RingOfHonorWrestling.com for more Ring of Honor updates as well.
This is the pretty badass Kelly Klein, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
Hey, this is Will Ferrara, and you're tuned in to the Interactive Wrestling Radio.
Welcome back to Interactive Wrestling Radio, right here on WrestlingEpicenter.com. On the Newsmaker line with us right now is a Ring of Honor superstar and fellow Jersey boy, the one and only Rhett Titus. Mr. Titus, are you on the line with us?
Oh, hell yeah, the big dog's on the line right now. That's right, Jersey boy. That's right. Down here, South Jersey, you're up there, up in North Jersey. That's what's up. What's going on?
Very cool. I'm doing great, and it's great to have you on the show. So here's what's going on with you. You got a new tag team, yourself and a fellow guest of our show fairly recently, Will Ferrara. You guys are the Dogs. How did that come to be, and how do you enjoy teaming with Will?
Whoa. It's the Dogs. You gotta accentuate the dogs part of it, but yeah. So Big Dog and Little Willie, you know, we've been friends for a while. You know, I kind of took him under my wing at the dojo and that sort of thing, and we'd always be traveling together and this and that. And you know, he gets very, very aggravated on the road very easily. And early on, I figured this out, and you know, just to keep myself entertained, I would like to press his buttons and, you know, get him going and just for some laughs and that sort of stuff. And it just became this thing. And it got to the point where I would start making videos of me aggravating him. And I would put them up on YouTube and on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, all the boys would be watching them and like, oh, man, you guys should be a tag team, you know. And, you know, all the fans would be watching and stuff too. And then we actually got booked on an indie, you know, tag team. And then Kari Silken was at that indie, and he was like, this is what needs to come to Ring of Honor right here. Yeah. And a few short months later, you know, now we have the Dogs.
Ah, very cool, very cool. And you guys are part of a very, very stacked Ring of Honor tag team division. How do you guys think you'll fare in the Ring of Honor tag title scene?
I mean, coming from me, I'm a former Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion, yeah. So I'm trying to bring Little Willie up to my level and, you know, get him up to speed with, you know, tag team wrestling and that sort of thing, because, you know, he doesn't have much experience with tag team wrestling. He had a short little run with Cheeseburger, but let's be honest, that's Cheeseburger. That ain't the big dog. So give him some of the years of wisdom that I have behind my belt and get that going. You know, last week we wrestled the Motor City Machine Guns and the Hung Bucks in a three-way tag team match. So that was a very good experience to get behind our belt some some more a tag team like the Morrissey Machine Guns has been around for years, and getting to test ourselves against them. So, you know, we're still a little wet behind the ears, as you can say, but we're getting there, one day at a time.
Excellent, excellent. You mentioned your tag team, the All Night Express with Kenny King. Kenny King's enjoying some single success right now as the TV champion. Any thoughts on his current successes?
Yeah, you know, good for Kenny. He was given the opportunity to, get out there and get a shot at the TV title, and he made the most of it. We're longtime friends, go way back, and I'm just kind of sitting over here like, hey, dog, hey, when you going to give me a shot? You know, I don't mind taking a little crack at the TV title, good for Kenny, happy for him. Had a lot of success lately with The Bachelor and all that sort of stuff. So it's a good look on him.
All right. Excellent, excellent. So I like to do my research. Even though I've been watching you for years, I always do research before I interviewed somebody. And I saw who trained you, and I saw that it was Austin Aries and Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, however you want to phrase it. And your Wikipedia makes a point of saying that you at one point said that you hated training under Bryan Danielson. I was curious why that was, and as you've aged, have you come to appreciate that training a little more?
Yes, I definitely did. It was like 4 months, some interview I did when I was younger, but at the time, going from Aries to Bryan was a big like change, and Aries was a very laid back trainer. We were in good shape, like because my class was just me and Grizzly Redwood, so we were in very good shape when we showed up. And he's like, "Listen, guys, I'm not here to be your personal trainer. I'm here to be your wrestling trainer, and you're gonna come here, you're gonna learn wrestling." And I thought that was always cool. And Aries is always a little bit more laid back, like just few minutes late, don't worry about it, Bryan, on the other hand, he, every day before practice, we always had to do, tons of Hindu squats, tons of push-ups, tons of sit-ups, tons of run the road, just everything, and then, we'd learn a little bit of wrestling after that. And, respect, wrestling, obviously, and, having to pay your dues and that sort of thing, it was always hard because, I was always in the gym, doing my own workouts and, pushing myself to the maximum in the gym. And then you'd have to come and go to training and do all these extra squats. And especially on leg day, it was killing me. But, and Bryan was very strict, Practice would start at 5 o'clock on the dot, and I was coming from work at that time. And it was about an hour and a half from work, and it was always hard trying to get there. If I like missed one light or if I hit a little bit of traffic, I was going to be late. So if I was late, I always would have to do extra squats, extra push-ups, extra run the ropes, extra sit-ups, extra everything. But I remember one day I was running a little late, and I was like, oh man, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm like, oh, let me put my boots on in the car now. And I put my boots on in the car, and I pulled up to the school. It was like 4:58, and I like went running up stairs into the school. And at 5 o'clock on the dot, with 10 seconds to spare, I like hopped into the ring and made it. And he was like, "Oh, you made it on time." I was like, "Yeah, thank God," And so we started doing our workouts and stuff, and Bryan's like, "Who the hell dragged mud into my ring?" And I was just like, everyone's looking at the bottom of their feet, and nobody has mud on their feet. And I look at the bottom of my boots, and of course, I'm the one with the mud on the bottom of my boots. So I had to wind up doing extra squats, extra push-ups, extra round the ropes anyways.
Even though you were on time.
Even though I was on time. So I just came to grasps with the fact that I was going to have to do extra than anybody else. But, in the long run, it definitely made me more dedicated and made me appreciate everything more. So if you ever see me and I'm being hard on a young guy, you know why.
Very cool. Very cool. There's been some teasing, and it's a mutual teasing really going on between the owner of your company, the COO of your company, I should say, and Daniel Bryan on Twitter. You guys, and even in interviews, there's some teasing going on that at some point when his WWE deal's done, you might see him back in Ring of Honor. I think that might be more of a threat on his part to say, look, if you don't let me wrestle, I'm going to I'm going to go where I can. But what is your take on that as an ROH guy and as a guy who has history with Daniel Bryan?
As somebody who was a big Bryan Danielson fan and the Daniel Bryan fan, you know, prior to him ever being my trainer, you know, I would love to see him wrestle again. And as somebody who works for Ring of Honor, I think we would do great business with him coming back. But as a friend and somebody who's known him, if he's not 100% and he's not healthy and he's going to put himself at risk, I wouldn't want him to do that because, you know, there is life after wrestling and, you know, he's got a baby now and a wife and that's other things that he has to consider. But if he's good to go, you know, and he feels he's good to go, hey, I would love to have him back.
Excellent, excellent. So I told you earlier, I've been watching you for years. I've saw the All Night Express and all that, but the first time I remember seeing you was in your long feud with Delirious. Any memories of working with the incredible Delirious?
That was really cool because that was really put me on the map, you know. I remember I had never, like, Ring of Honor would always run New York City shows at the Manhattan Center upstairs from, you know, they would run at the Grand Ballroom upstairs of the Hammerstein Ballroom. So every Manhattan Center show, I would always, you know, never be on it. And I kind of came to grips with this. I was like, for whatever reason, you know, I'm just never on these shows and whatnot. And then came time for the Hammerstein Ballroom debut for Ring of Honor. And, you know, I just kind of figured, you know, another New York City show I won't be on. I remember going to Chipotle that day and, like, eating like a house and coming back and Kay pulled me beside and he's like, you're on the show tonight. And I was like, what? Like, you know, and he's like, yeah, you know, we're debuting you in a big way. I was like, wow. So I got to make my official, like, Ring of Honor debut with a character and all that sort of stuff, you know, away from being a student on the debut Hammerstein Ballroom show, which was really cool. And with Delirious and Daisy Hayes, we got to do a lot of cool vignettes, like training at the school, that one, and, you know, a lot of cool promos and all that stuff. And it really helped me, you know, think about all the other stuff in wrestling, like vignettes and promos and talking and all that sort of stuff. Because up to that point, you know, there was, you know, I would just kind of do like indies and like pre-show matches for Ring of Honor. So, you know, I would practice cutting promos, but there was never really a time to actually, you know, do them. So that gave me the time to do all that. And I got to do promos with pretty much everybody in the Ring of Honor locker room at that point, showing them the Daisy Hayes video and all that stuff. So it was awesome. It was a great learning experience and it really helped put me on the map.
Excellent, excellent. And you mentioned Daisy Hayes, and she was one of the people who put the Women of Honor on the map the first go-around, and you guys have got the Women of Honor back again. I'm just curious, what, as a male talent, do you guys think of the Women of Honor, and do you think that they maybe should have a spot on the main show?
Yeah, I mean, the Women of Honor, they always go out there, they give it their all, and sometimes, you know, there's not room, but you know, I think going forward in 2018, it's, you know, they're going to be a lot, you know, more focused on because, to be honest, you know, the Women of Honor, they draw the best YouTube numbers as far as Ring of Honor goes. And that's a big thing that you got to take a look at where, you know, if they're drawing this many people on YouTube, there's, you know, almost triple the people watching it than, you know, regular Ring of Honor promos. That's something that should be focused on in the future. And I hope that they do get the opportunity because all those girls, they work real hard and they really deserve it.
Excellent, excellent. So I have to ask this question. It's kind of the standard question, and it started because we had a few Ring of Honor guests on and they all kind of said the same thing to the point where it almost felt like a talking point that was put out there. So I'm going to ask your opinion. Ring of Honor, the number two wrestling company in the world, do you agree?
Of course.
Very cool. All right, so here we are, 2017. You got yourself a strong tag team partner again, this time with the Dogs. Did I get it right that time?
Yes, you got it right that time.
Okay, good. I'm working on it. I'll get it by next time. All right. So you guys have got a great tag team going. Any thoughts and what is your future plans here at Ring of Honor?
I mean, obviously, every other tag team is all has the same thing on their mind is going for those Ring of Honor tag team titles. I mean, last time I had the Ring of Honor tag team titles, I had them for shorter than a cup of coffee. So this time I would like to, you know, at least be able to, you know, defend the titles for once or something like that. You know, have them for a little bit, maybe even a few weeks this time. But, you know, definitely gunning for that. And, you know, another possibility is is the six-man tag team titles. You know, maybe the Dogs add a third Dog member. You know, who knows? You know, 2018 is, you know, I'm only a month away. You know, it's crazy to say that right now, but, you know, and we never know what 2018 holds for us. But, you know, next on the plate is Florida. We got big TV taping there and a big house show in Fort Lauderdale and in Lakeland. So the Dogs will be in the building over there. And then we head out to Texas for the Survival of the Fittest tournament and also Oklahoma City. So looking forward to those shows. We'll be on all those shows, mixing it up with all the Ring of Honor talent and maybe even some outside talent on those shows as well.
All right, all right. Well, before I let you go, do you mind if I ask you for one little favor from you?
Oh, sure.
Do you mind if I asked for a radio ID, just saying this is Rhett Titus and you're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Do you want me to count you down, the whole Wayne's World count you down thing?
Sure, yeah.
All right. We'll count you down in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, hell yeah. It's the big dog, Rhett Titus, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
The Wrestling Epicenter has been around since 2002, and in that time, all these guests, everybody pictured, has been on our podcast. We're more than just a radio show, though, so check out WrestlingEpicenter.com for all your wrestling news and needs.